Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
I wish I didn't quit. Regret. I wish I didn't give up. Regret. I wish I kept trying. Regret. Think about all the people you know in life and said, man, I wish I didn't quit on school. I hate I dropped out. I wish I didn't get divorced. I hate I gave up. I wish I didn't quit the football team because I could have been in the NFL. I wish I didn't quit. I wish I acted better. I wish I didn't get kicked out of school. I wish I didn't give up on my kid. I wish. That is regret. The only way you can turn the corner in your life is to own your smack. In other words, everything in your life is your fault. If you don't, you will underperform all your life because of these excuses. And before you know it, you would have justified being average. You would have justified being stuck. And the worst thing about making excuses is if you believe them. Everything you need in life must pass through another human being's hands. That's why people are the most valuable resource on this earth. I mean, success is all about you, getting you right first. Then it's about getting your squad right. Then it's about getting the right support. You do need people around you who support you. You do need people around you that believe in you. You do need people around you that provide encouragement. But you also need correction. You also need inspiration. You also need resources. But you also need truth. People are the most valuable resource on this earth. Together we can. The one thing might be holding you back is that you don't understand people are here to be a resource for you. Everything you need in life is going to be given to you through another person. I believe success is a two-part process. Success, greatness. We must get you right first. Honestly, are you okay with correction? Are you okay with rebuke? Are you okay with someone telling you the truth? When someone tells you the truth, is that when they become your enemy? When someone tells you the truth, is that when you shut down? When someone tells you the truth, is that how you interpret it? That they are against you? They're not against you. They're for you because you can trust the rune of a friend. You can always trust the truth. Never settle. You got to get this in your spirit no matter what. Never settle. Never settle for anything. Never settle for anybody. I know who created you. I know what you're capable of. I know that because I used to be average myself until I found out that powerful word, never. Never, ever settle. Excuses are tools of the incompetence that build monuments of nothingness, and those who use them seldom do anything else. As soon as you stop making excuses, you unlock all types of possibilities for your future. When you settle and don't go all in, trust me, you will have regrets when your life hits its twilight. The only thing that's going to trouble you is your regrets. Regrets are powerful. We all have regrets. We regret what we say sometimes. We regret what we do sometimes. We regret what we did sometimes. We regret how we responded sometimes. The most painful thing in life can be regret. And that's why you never settle, because I don't want you to live with regret. You see, an excuse is a way that you handicap yourself. Think about it. When you can't walk because you're handicapped, you need help getting around. If you're handicapped, you can't run. Don't handicap yourself because you've been trained. and you've been allowed to make excuses to justify everything. An excuse avoids the truth, my friend. But hear me clearly. The truth will set you free. So do you want to be bound by your excuses? Or do you want to be freed by the truth? The worst part of making an excuse is when you believe it. When you make excuses, you live in an alternate reality. When you make excuses, your world is no longer real. You have been created by this make-believe world, and it's not based on truth. It's been based on what you need to believe. Hear me clearly. What do you operate in? What world do you live in? Do you live in truth or what you need to believe? You need to believe you got screwed. You need to believe that somebody didn't know what they were doing. You need to believe it was any other reason except you just didn't get the job done. Is that what you need to believe? If you need to believe a lie, you can never get to where you want to be. I need you to believe the truth. I need you to operate in the truth. So do you operate in the truth right now? Of what you need to believe. See, some people need to believe it was politics. Some people need to believe it was their skin color. Some people need to believe it was their age. Somebody needs to believe things that ain't the truth. Can I ask you a question one more time? Do you operate on truth? Or what you need to believe? You're too eager to get to that next step, and you haven't fulfilled everything you need to prepare you for success at that next level. New levels, new devils. Your excellence is required right now, because your excellence right now positions you for more. You live life on levels and you grow in stages. And I need you to dominate where you are right now. And trust me, you will get promoted. So stop making excuses. Get after it where you are right now, and your promotion is coming. Repeat after me. I am in control of my destiny, just like I was in control of my past. Whatever happens in my life is up to me. If I succeed, I take credit. If I fail, I take credit. My life is my fault. There you go. No more excuses. Whatever you want in life, whatever you are striving for, you got to become an expert in it. Experts are held in high esteem. Experts are given opportunities. Experts are paid well. You still got time to get it done. All your excuses are going to do is slow you down. All your excuses are going to do is to delay you and get you off track. You got to look at time just like you look at money. Nobody wants to waste money, so why do you waste your time? Nobody wants to waste money. Why do you waste your time? Listen to me. Don't you ever spend your time. You got to invest it. What are you investing your time in right now? Excuses? Why you keep wasting your time making excuses instead of spending your time investing it, getting better? You must set goals, and don't you stop until you get that first goal. As soon as you knock the first goal down, you set the second goal. In fact, you got to set goals that create pressure. Stop wasting your time making excuses and blaming other people. You need to set goals and pursue them, but you got to set goals that create pressure and get some support until you get there. And the worst thing you can do is let yourself off the hook. And that's what excuses do. You let yourself off the hook. When you set a goal, when you have a dream, when you have a vision, don't you ever let yourself off the hook. If you don't make it, do it again. Keep trying until you get there. And whatever you do, don't ever let yourself off the hook. No more excuses, my friend.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.